Well, today we celebrate a great feast day of St. Joseph, March 19th. And St. Joseph is really considered, after our Blessed Mother, the greatest saint, because no one else was the foster father of the Son of God or the spouse of the Mother of God. St. Joseph has many beautiful titles. He is called the offspring of David, since he was of that line of David. He's considered the light of the patriarchs, and is, of course, his two greatest titles, foster father of the Son of God and spouse of the Mother of God. He's also called the chaste guardian of the Virgin, the protector of Christ, the head of the Holy Family. His virtues are his justice, his chastity, his prudence, his strength, his obedience, his faithfulness, his patience, his embrace of holy poverty, a great role model for all workers and carpenters and artisans. He's called the guardian of virgins, the pillar of families, the comfort of the sick, the hope of and patron of the dying. He's also known as the terror of demons and the protector of holy church. Imagine that. What a great saint we honor today in St. Joseph. One of the most interesting comparisons is to compare the patriarch Joseph of the Old Testament with St. Joseph. And there's so many interesting similarities and parallels. First, we know that both of them had a father named Jacob. Remember the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And one of Jacob's sons was Joseph. And in today's gospel, we see that Jacob was also the father of St. Joseph, who was to become the husband of Mary. They both were royalty. We know that Patriarch Joseph was part of those great fathers of Israel, along with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then Joseph. And St. Joseph was also royalty. He was part of the line of David. We know that both of them were exiled into Egypt. Patriarch Joseph, sold by his brothers into slavery. At first they were going to kill him, but instead they sold him to some Ishmaelites that were on their way down to Egypt. So that's why he was sent into Egypt. Saint Joseph had to flee into Egypt to escape King Herod, who was trying to kill the Christ child. They both were interpreters of dreams. Remember the story when Joseph was in prison, he was able to interpret the dreams of the baker and the steward. And then when he was released from prison, he was brought up to interpret the dream of Pharaoh, of these seven fat cows that were eaten by seven skinny cows. And only Joseph could figure it out. 7 years of plenty with lots of wheat, and then 7 years of famine, where people would not even remember how good it was for the previous 7 years. So he told the Pharaoh, save up for these next 7 years. And he did. And people had to come from all over the world to be fed out of Egypt during those last 7 years of famine. And St. Joseph had to interpret dreams as well. The dream to take Mary as his wife into his home, to escape and go into Egypt to escape King Herod. So both were interpreters of dreams. They both became in charge of the king's earthly possessions. We know that Patriarch Joseph was made the number two man in all the kingdom, and his job was to be the ruler over all the possessions of the king. And Jesus himself made Saint Joseph the lord of his house. They were both known for their chastity and purity. Remember the story, Potiphar's wife wanted to seduce Joseph. And Patriarch Joseph refused, and because of that, he was thrown into prison and falsely accused. And also, St. Joseph is known for his chastity and purity to be the guardian of our Blessed Mother and the guardian of virgins. They both experienced poverty and hardship in their life, sufferings that they endured, and they both were destined to help feed the whole world. We know that the Patriarch, because of his wisdom and knowledge, was able to help to feed all those who came in need during the time of the famine. And St. Joseph, in protecting Christ, gave us Jesus, the bread of life, who feeds us with the Holy Eucharist in every Catholic church throughout the world. So again, the two Josephs were responsible for eventually helping to feed the whole world. In the patriarch's time, feeding with the grain for those who were starving, and in our age, by protecting Jesus, who would become the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist, for our nourishing of our souls. And lastly, both Josephs had the great gift to be able to help people who came to them in time of need. There was a saying in the Old Testament, if you needed something, go to Joseph. And that was what people did. They went to Joseph in the Old Testament for the grain that they needed for survival. And so St. Teresa of Avila says, if you ever need anything, go to St. Joseph. Go to Joseph. He is very beneficial, very helpful in protecting your family, watching over marriages, helping people to find jobs, helping people to die good and holy deaths, helping people to sell their houses. I mean, St. Joseph has a great role. So just like they said in the Old Testament, if you need something, go to Joseph. And as St. Teresa of Avila said, never did she ever go to St. Joseph where the prayer was not answered in accordance with God's will. So that should be our good advice that we should follow as well on this feast day of St. Joseph. Whenever we need anything, spiritually and materially, if it's in accordance with God's will, go to Joseph, ask his intercession, because again, with our Blessed Mother, he is among the greatest saints in our faith.